This is a place I know well. Do you? Walking, falling, flying, caught, placed upright again. It's a cycle that describes how I have felt while grieving personal loss. It also describes my response to the chaos being imposed on us these days. What is it she says? We could say now, I had become more fluent in this strange upheaval. And it's an out of control feeling that I don't particularly enjoy. A feeling that reminds me of language like, give it up to God. A language that I am intensely uncomfortable with. Are you familiar with the footsteps prayer? Yeah. It's about a dream, for those of you who aren't, of seeing two pairs of footsteps in the sand, representing a dreamer's and God's presence in the dreamer's life journey, except there's only one pair of footprints in parts where the journey has been particularly difficult. The dreamer assumes that the single set of footprints are times that God has abandoned them. But God corrects that notion and tells them that when you saw only one set of footprints, it was then that I carried you. This is supposed to offer comfort that we're never alone, that God is present even in the hardest somersaulting and falling times in our lives, and even that we can trust God to get us through those times. It is a way that faith can be described. And for those that it does offer that comfort, I am really glad, because we all need comfort. For me, though, it only offers an illusion of control, a feeling that someone bigger than myself is in control even when I'm not, which feels like false comfort. That's what I mean. That's because of what I mean when I say the word God. The way I use the word God isn't about a sentient being who made everything out of nothing and knows everything about everything and can take over the driver's seat when I'm overwhelmed. It's more subtle than that. I use the word God to describe the energy that moves within and between us, especially when we're going beyond simple connection with each other to create relationship. Our connection is a given. It's a fact of our existence. We are part of the literal web of life, the cycles of nutrients and water and energy between all living things. We can't separate ourselves from these beings and these cycles and survive. But when we choose to be in relationship with those other beings and the elements in those cycles, we witness those beings and elements in a different way, as part of ourselves. And we're invoking a different kind of energy, and then my language becomes a little more metaphorical. God, for me, is that feeling we have when someone lets us in deeply enough to see their heart, or when we do that with someone else. When we let ourselves feel the vulnerability of having our hearts walk around outside our bodies as parents. When we sing or dance or pray together. When we experience birdsong or flower beauty or our own smallness under a wide open canopy of stars. When we do those things and other things, we acknowledge those non-human beings and even the non-living elements of the earth and the stars around us as kin. That feeling sometimes can grow into a trust in those relationships, which, when I am using God language, I call faith. Faith, to me, is about what I've learned to trust. Not just believe, right? But what I trust deep down is true about my relationships with myself, with other people, with other beings, with the systems we are born into and the systems we've created. The earth and the universe from which we emerged and of which stuff we are made. That's a lot. Faith is about what I trust to happen or continue to happen based on what I've learned and reflected on and thought really critically about. And it's also about what I trust based on my gut, my instinct, that small, still voice deep inside that sometimes tells me this rose will open. There's this ancient Arab phrase attributed to the Prophet Muhammad, who, when one day he saw a Bedouin leaving his camel without tethering it, questioned him as to why he was doing this. The Bedouin replied that he was placing his trust in Allah and had no need to tie the camel. The Prophet Muhammad replied, "Tie your camel and place your trust in Allah." That's a wisdom that's a little more resonant with the kind of faith I'm talking about. It invites us to trust God, or in my language, the beings and the cycles we're in relationship with, but to also take concrete action, to not completely give it up to God, but to take what control we can, which sometimes is a lot and sometimes is very little, but to take it nonetheless to increase our own chances of security. To take an active part in placing ourselves upright on the ground when we are tossed into the air. To prime the pump. It says we can't simply hope that the camel will be held for us. That hope must come from what we are willing and able to do. Nancy Churchill, a blogger who describes herself as codependent, fellow traveler and student of the 12 steps and the law of attraction, writes that we have to be willing to do the work, to take some actions. She uses the term higher power, and she calls it her navigation system, saying we have to listen to the directions, drive the car, and take the indicated roads and turns. Trauma therapist Annie Wright wrote on her blog, "I love this phrase, this tie your camel to a tree and trust in Allah, because it's one that I, as a heavily action-oriented person, can well and truly get behind. Do the legwork and then let go. Say a prayer, but move your feet. Eyes on the stars, but feet in the mud. Do your best and then leave the rest to God or spirit or source, universe, goddess, etc." She continues, "It helps me navigate the tension I can sometimes experience between feeling helpless and also all powerful in the events of my life, neither of which is true, and both of which can make me feel very ungrounded." This ties for me to the songs that we have sung together so far this morning. I know this rose will open, right? Individual trust, faith in our own selves, empowering faith in our trust in ourselves. And Spirit says do. It evokes both trust and action. The trust is that we can hear Spirit and know that we're doing so when we do hear Spirit. And the action. Act according to that guidance that we hear. Trust that Spirit will guide us. Do what you can, and let Spirit take it from there. That brings me to the segue that today's service description said would happen. Our budget drive kickoff. Those of you who are new here, and those of you who may not know how this works, I'm sharing that your board of trustees and I have been working to put together a budget for our congregation's 2025 to 2026 fiscal year, which starts on July 1st. Those of you on our email list will receive this budget through an email sometime in the next week or so. You are also invited, everyone is invited to come to a listening session after worship on March 23rd, 2 weeks. 3 weeks from today, to ask questions about the budget process, how it works, what you're reading, and share your thoughts and your feelings about the budget itself. And then we'll finalize it, we'll publicize it, we will ask our members to vote on it to hopefully approve it at our annual meeting in May. the listening session is a new thing for this congregation. It used to be that the board created the budget and brought it to the annual meeting. We're realizing we need to talk a little more and more widely about that. All of this reflecting on trust applies to the stewardship, the care, and feeding of our beloved congregation. And for those of you who are new, you will find it is beloved. The trust in God part is like the faith all of us need to have at some level in each other, right? If God is in our relationships, then faith is about our relationships. Our congregation is built on that trust. As members, you all trust that your investments of time and talent and treasure will help our congregation thrive as a community. You trust in the people who serve in leadership roles, all of us, so many of us in leadership roles, to guide your contributions of time and talent and treasure for our mutual thriving, for all of us. And those leaders, in turn, trust that those of us who make commitments will follow through on them. Our community, our shared ministries are built on the trust that each of us will do our part. The tie your camel to a tree part is about what each of us can do to co-create and nurture this beloved community. It's about showing up for worship and staying to build relationships. It's about singing in the choir, serving as a greeter, bringing food to potlucks, sharing the joys and sorrows of our lives, helping others find their places and their voices here, working together to build peace and justice while strengthening our own relationships. It's about being an active part of our beloved community. It means supporting an organization, it's more about stewardship, the act of taking care of something that is ours, than it is about supporting an organization, right? Do you feel the difference? This is ours, and it's ours to take care of. There is so much to love about our congregation, some of which you know, and some of which hopefully you will learn. So much good we do for each other and for our community. We find meaning, purpose, in continually expanding what it means to be welcoming, in learning from each other and deepening our bonds, and supporting the work of supporting and protecting the vulnerable among and around us. Our worship includes a diversity of voices from within and beyond our congregation and some formats that engage all of us in different ways. We have a fabulous music director. An enthusiastic and talented choir. So many adventurous singers. I saw you all wondering about how to sing that Spanish a little while ago. And you did it. We have a wonderful director of family ministry who works to help our children and youth ground in this beloved community that she helps to build. We take care of our building. We pay our minister and our staff fairly. We collaborate with other UU congregations to promote learning and justice in our community. And we're discerning right now how we'll support organizations in their work to protect immigrants and refugees and transgender and gender expansive people and others in our community and around us and right here in this room who are vulnerable. We are so relevant in these times to our members, to our friends, to our community. JRUUC, really Unitarian Universalism, we offer ways to rise to today's challenges, to overcome the divisiveness created through the manipulation of our fears, to create communities grounded in love and compassion, and to care for each other and the vulnerable among and around us. And we want to continue, right? We want to keep being a strong congregation that nurtures our spirits, that supports our work for justice, that builds community. We want to continue to be a voice in our community, a source of hope and compassion for our members, friends, a place of reason and science and love in a world but seems to hold ever less value for those things. We want to continue to offer fair compensation to our staff. We want to continue to be larger, a part of our larger faith community. All that we are and all that we want to be depends on us, on our trust and our actions. As we work together to create this budget that will sustain our work, we ask that you put some thought into how you are part of that work, each and every one of us. With your energy, of course, what we call time and talent, right? There is so much that we do. And this month, we ask you to think especially about your financial stewardship. JRUUC, like all UU congregations, is entirely self-sustaining. Do you know that? We don't get money from our national organization. In fact, UU congregations are expected to support our organization that brings us so many resources and so many services. We hope you'll continue your financial contributions, and because our costs go up every year, like everyone else's, we hope you'll consider increasing it if you can. We ask that you put your trust into the dreams of what we do and what we can do together, and that you take action by participating in the budget conversations and contributing financially as generously as you can. Our spirit says do. This is a thing we can do. May it be so, and may we be so.